This is Pastor Mark Robinson, and welcome to This is Wildwood, a podcast celebrating what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God at Wildwood Community Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for joining us this week. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to This is Wildwood. Today, we're going to be talking a little more about what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God here at Wildwood, as we are for the church, following Jesus with us. And today, to help us talk a little bit more about that, joining us is our pastor of adult ministries, Brian Hayes. Brian, great to see you.
Good to see you, Mark.
Now, Brian, you've been at Wildwood for a long time now. I mean, it has been many years since you've been on staff. So maybe some people, most people know you, but if somebody doesn't, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Brian Hayes. I have been here a long time. I've been here, I think, just kind of completing 14 years here at Wildwood.
Yeah, it was 2008 or two.
Interviewed
eight,
in
nine.
2008.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Brought on staff in 2009 at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I've gotten to know a lot of people, and I just love what I get to do, Mark.
Yeah, well, you do an amazing job helping just in the discipleship process and care process for adults at Wildwood, and are involved in so many different ministries. And today we're going to talk a little bit about two of those ministries that you're involved with on a regular basis. One of those is Starting Point. And so tell us what Starting Point is.
Okay, well, as you know, when new people come to church, they're always looking for, well, where do I start? Where do I begin? And Starting Point is just a place to begin. And I think it's good for any church to have this. I'm glad we have it here. It was established before I got here, and I've just been blessed to be able to carry it on. And I do think that most people that come into our church are, you know, a lot of them have experience with other churches, but they don't necessarily know how we do church. And so they don't maybe even know what our doctrine is per se. And maybe their practices at another church have been a little bit different. Not necessarily wrong, but just different. And so Starting Point answers the questions of how do you do church? And so that's why we do it, and that's why we want to get people off on a good start, and it's a good place to go.
Yeah, and you know, there are always new people at Wildwood. One of the things that we're really blessed with, just the fact that our community is growing and we're in a university town near a military base, there are people that come through Norman often. We have the privilege to welcome many of them here to Wildwood. And so as we offer this class, it creates that on-ramp into the church for lots and lots of people. And so tell us a little bit about how often Starting Point is offered, and maybe a little bit about how many people might be in a class each time it's offered.
Sure. It's offered about every other month is when it comes up. And it's a four-week course that just lasts an hour long. And we cover everything from just a little bit about our doctrine to how to be in community and get connected in community to how to serve and, you know, meet the mission of the church based on the giftedness that God has given every individual. In addition to that, they get to meet our staff and we get to meet them. And so often, Mark, you know, it's in a church our size, it's hard to really get to know our people. So that Starting Point is a place where people can get their questions answered, and we get to know them a little bit and help them get plugged in.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that happens at the end of Starting Point, not a requirement for everybody who participates, but at the end of Starting Point, there's a chance for people to actually become a member of the church, something that we think is really important. But if somebody were to come up to you, Brian, and say, why is it that church membership matters? Why should I consider becoming an official member of the church? What would you say?
Well, you know, it's not as maybe as big an emphasis in some churches, but the reason I think that we have it at our church is we want to, number one, we want to make sure everybody hears the gospel correctly. I think that while that should be a part of every church and everybody understands the gospel, we want to start there, because if we don't understand the gospel correctly, then we may just be setting up upstairs and listening to the music and hearing some great teaching and good values, but we've missed the whole thing. And so Starting Point is a place to where we unpack the gospel and we just walk through that slowly, give people an opportunity to circle up and ask their questions. And that's part of it. So it starts with that. But also you know, in some ways where leaders are developed into small groups and they want to lead small groups, that we also want them beating the same drum we are and being on the same page as our doctrine. And so we ask people to consider, you know, the membership covenant to say, these are our promises to you as leaders that we have, that we're gonna do these things for you, and here's your commitment back to us that that you line up with our seven essentials of the faith, and that we're gonna walk in that way together. And so that gives them a process to understand those things. They may learn about baptism in a new way that they didn't have discovered otherwise, or they may understand communion a little different, how we practice it here. And so these things, the ordinances that God has given us, the things that we're to carry out as the mission of the church, they get to hear all of these things and the importance of them, and the importance of being in community, the importance of making worship a regular part of their rhythm, and then using their gifts to be plugged in some way, whether that's serving on a Wednesday or Sunday or serving in our community in some way, using the gifts God's given them. So that's our hope, that people can get their questions answered and they can learn these things that are values for Wildwood.
Yeah, no, it's really, really important. And even, I remember when I first came to Wildwood on staff back in 2001, we're taping this right now in room 3. This is the room where I went through Starting Point. Okay. I was sitting not very far from right here, and after I joined the church. And so even as somebody who was coming on staff, it was a helpful piece for me just to learn the heart of the church, the history of the church, the doctrine of the church. And that membership covenant for me, just it's so critical, because you get to hear what we as a church are committing to you. Yes. In terms of what we're committing before God, to provide environments that are faithful to God's word. And we're committing to come alongside you and encourage you as a congregation to grow spiritually and to create opportunities for you to give, you know, exhibit the gifts that God has given you for the building up of the body of Christ. And so we commit those things to you. And then it provides a chance for people new to the church to also understand what we're asking from them to be a part of the life of the church, so that together, you know, the congregation around families or individuals, and then the individuals and families are able to work together to the glory of God in this location, having an impact in our community and even around the world. So, you know, if you are out there listening right now and you've been around Wildwood a while, maybe even, but you've never gone through the Starting Point class, please do. Brian does a great job leading that class, and we'd love to have you go through it. So if somebody were to look for where to find out information about Starting Point, Brian, where would they go? Like, is it the bulletin? Is that where we go to find information about this?
Well, certainly the bulletin, also the website. It'll just always be pointing to the next Starting Point. And like I said, it happens about every other month. So if you just stay consistent and stay coming to church, and you're gonna hear about Starting Point.
Yeah, and we do our best from the front also. At the end of services and the weeks leading up to the starting of a new Starting Point class, Brian and I will be up at the front, and we'll say, hey, Brian's going to be right here in front of the drums after the service. Come up and say, hey, because Starting Point's getting ready to start again. And so if you're listening to this and you're interested, bulletin, website, or just have your ears open in the worship service, and we'll let you know when the next one's coming. So Starting Point is one of those vehicles that you help oversee, for us here at Wildwood. But also, there is a special ministry called Anna's Friends here at Wildwood. So tell us a little bit about the history of that and what Anna's Friends is all about.
Yeah, we started a ministry even before Anna's Friends. It's called Legacy, and it was just a ministry for senior adults. And we were just looking for seniors are looking for ways to get together and fellowship and get to know one another. And so Anna's Friends was developed as a result of Legacy taken off, because as we started having lunches with our senior adults, there was a group of widows that were, that's what it is. Anna's Friends is a group, widows ministry at Wildwood, where they gather monthly, at least once a month, for activities and fellowship and serving, serving opportunities where they can come alongside different ministries and help them. And so they meet once a month here at the church or around the community. So Just super excited about this. This is a ministry that's really taken off. I think we have close to 40 widows currently in our community now. Some of those widows have been friends of widows that weren't even part of Wildwood before. Some of those widows are homebound and they're not able to come to a service regularly, but they've taken the service online. And so it's just a great way for our body, you know, to serve them as they are able to meet on occasion. And we are always looking for ways to, for the body to come alongside and to serve this this great group of people.
Yeah. So, you know, in two directions there. One is if you are a widow here in the congregation, when we use that term, Brian, and his friends, I would guess we're talking about women who are widowed.
Yes.
in that phase of life. And so, you know, if you are someone that is part of, you know, your story, know that we would love to invite you to be a part of this group. And you can always find information about that. Again, same locations on our website and also in our bulletin to how you can connect at that next Anna's Friend event. But also, there are needs for serving. And that would be for all of us, right? I mean, that could be for anybody in any age group in the church that has a desire to minister to the needs of the widows in our community. They could become a part of Anna's Friends in a serving role.
That's right.
What are some of the kinds of things that volunteers have done in the past as they've served with Anna's Friends?
Yeah, I mean, we've done things like helping them get groceries during ice storms. We happen to be just about at the end of an ice storm right now. We may have one tonight. But, you know, sometimes widows can't get their groceries out or they need some help. And so we've developed a group of people that have come alongside them and able to bring some food to them. Also, you know, just in the monthly meetings that we have in serving them, we often have a lunch. And so whether you're male or female or young or old, you'd be welcome to come alongside and help us serve them a meal. Also, we connect with other ministries. And so there's ways that, you know, providing crafts or things that widows can do. They want to be active. They want to be prayerful. And a lot of times, you know, this is a way that groups of people, you know, in our community can come in and share a little bit about what they do. And then the widows can come alongside them and support them in a ministry, and they feel like they're being used and helpful and prayerful and a part of what God's accomplishing through His church. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, and one of the things that we do is when someone does raise their hand and say I'd like to be involved and like to know more. And by the way, another way in addition to just finding it online is you could always pull off the tab of your bulletin and write down a little note that you'd like to get involved in a particular ministry, whether it's Anna's or another ministry. You could always let us know that way, and we'll contact you. But you know, just during the month where we have like a monthly gathering, you could just sign up to volunteer, and then our team will reach out to you and find ways within your giftedness and your time availability where you can get plugged in.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. Great opportunities there, both with Starting Point and with Anna's Friends. And I know that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg for ministries that you help oversee here at Wildwood. So just on behalf of the church, Brian, thank you for serving so faithfully here and for how the Lord is using you in so many ministries. We'll have you back a different time. We'll talk about small groups and Sunday morning groups and equipping you and all these other great things that are happening. But great to hang out and talk about these things today.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us again today. You'll find some links to the things we referenced here in the show in the show notes, and we look forward to talking to you at a future episode. Well, that was another episode of This is Wildwood. As always, you can find more information related to everything we talked about today at thisiswildwood.com. Hopefully this episode has inspired you to follow Jesus together to the glory of God. We'll see you soon.